You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California, California,
yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's Tom and Sandy's 805. Now, back to Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out TomandSandy805.com.
The Everybody's Hungry segment is brought to you by Mogul. Mogul's Dining Rewards program helps consumers earn 10% cash back while dining at some of their favorite restaurants. Mogul is also helping fight hunger. Through their partnership with Ventura County Credit Union, Mogul is making an impact in Ventura County by donating one meal to Food Share each time a member spends $20 or more at those same locations. Don't miss this fun and rewarding opportunity where Mogul encourages you to eat out, cash in, do good. Join today at vccu.mogul.com and use referral code FOODSHARE. That's vccu.mogl.com and use referral code FOODSHARE. With over 102,000 hungry Ventura County residents, every dollar spent and meal donated can make a difference.
You're back. You're looking at me. Why are you looking at me? Do you always
for guidance?
Wait, don't you always bring us back?
I thought I already did.
No.
Oh, I took us out, huh?
Oh, wait, maybe you did.
I thought I did.
You know what? You probably did. I'm spacing out on what's in front of me.
Stalling is what he's doing.
No, I have no idea what's in front of me.
Introduced
him. Yeah, all I know is I've got Tim Kilcoyne here.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Tim Kilcoyne, we all know from scratch, okay, our favorite 805 food truck out there. And he's taking over the Torture Tom segment for today.
I'm going to post the picture. That's what I was doing.
Okay. Yeah. So talk to us, Tim. I mean, we've got a picture here. What I'm seeing is it's almost like Easter because we've got one egg that's colored. And one egg that's not.
That's right. You have to choose which one the Easter egg actually is and which one you should or
shouldn't
eat.
Okay. Is the bunny around here? I mean, you know.
It could be. It could
be. Okay. So what are we doing?
So, eggs from around the world.
Okay.
This is extreme makeover.
Yeah.
Extreme
is this
whatever.
Like a dinosaur egg or something?
Of course. As soon as Jason asked me if I would fill in for the Torture Tom segment, yes. And do you know what you're going to do? Yes. Well, okay, in culinary school, I went to culinary school up in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And we had a class, Flavors from Around the World. And dried spices, we had to go every single day to this huge wall of spices, grab one spice, whether it was clove, cayenne, nutmeg, cumin, and we had to put a little pinch in the side of our cheek.
Okay.
And you just had to let it sit there for as long as it, you know, until it dissolved or went away, just so we could see the flavors.
Okay.
Right.
So we got to taste a lot of interesting things. So this is two things from the Philippines. There are
that's not good. Okay, right off the bat.
Right then I'm like,
yeah,
oh.
That's not good. So they don't eat stuff that's normal.
They eat all the good stuff. They don't let anything go to waste.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, so they're both duck eggs.
Okay.
They, the first one that you're going to taste,
okay,
which you can go ahead and start peeling and trying.
This is reddish fuchsia magenta color.
So this is a salted duck egg.
You didn't dye it?
I didn't dye it. It comes like that so that you know, you can tell the difference of what's what. So these eggs are 12 to 18 days cured.
Okay.
In a mixture of, they get clay from, of course, you could just break it in half.
Okay, I will.
you get clay from ant or termite mounds, and you mix it with salt and water, and they pack it in there for 12 to 18 days. Okay?
Okay.
It's obviously preservation method. Other countries use tons of different preservation methods. Mm-hmm. To cook it, it's about 30 minutes to boil, as opposed to your, like, 10 minutes or so. And it is usually used as a condiment with congee, which is a rice porridge.
Okay.
Or you can chop it up and add it to things as different flavorings.
Okay, so it's ready to eat now.
It is ready to eat.
Now, you got a weird look on your face. So, I mean, do I take a little bite here? I mean,
no,
I want to.
Let's just go for it. If you're
gonna
go
for it. I'm not shoving the whole thing in my mouth. I'm not going to do it. Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you come on, Tom. Okay, there you go. You did it.
And it's good. It's not bad.
It's
it looks rubbery.
It's kind of interesting.
I'm going to take a picture of it after you've now that you've taken a bite of it.
Yeah, I mean it's salty. It's yeah, okay. Yeah. So
that, don't fill up on that one.
Okay.
You can go back.
We know you're hungry, but yeah.
I can go back. Okay. Okay. So the other one's going to be the really messed up one, probably.
Yes, and this one is served warm. Okay. This one, if you take the back of the spoon and just crack around the top here, you want to try to pop the top off.
Oh, okay. My gosh. This is, you know what? This is like eating monkey brain, because don't you have to tap the top of a monkey to get the brain to kind of
gel? This doesn't have a live bird in it or something, does it?
It doesn't. Nothing's going to fly out that I know of.
Is it a dead bird?
It is. Here you go. Can't stop.
Oh, it's hot.
All right. And there will be a little bit of liquid. The liquid is good.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So this, again, is a duck egg as well. It's called Baloo. Okay, it is Filipino Vietnamese.
Ooh.
So this one.
Kind of gross looking right there.
I just cooked for about 30 minutes.
Okay, so do I spoon it?
You do. You may want a tiny bit of salt on it, unless you have enough salt residue. Okay, so this one is a fertilized duck egg.
Okay.
All right. So you can take one little bite.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next one you should dig in there, scoop a little bit of it out into the into the container there, so you can get down there. And so this one is generally sold as street food.
Ooh, shit. Ooh. Hit it. Hit it.
This is...
You gotta go to commercial.
Well, that was interesting.
That was quite interesting. For those of you that just went through the Twilight Zone with us, I opened up the egg. There's a bird in there. And the hair of the bird is on my spoon. And it scared me. And we had to go to commercial real quick. Okay.
We're going to do this really quick.
That is very gnarly.
So okay.
It's warm.
You want to take a little sip of the liquid that's around the...
I can get that in my spoon.
Yes.
So this is... Okay, so, Tim, so this is like a delicacy somewhere, right?
It is, in the Philippines. They actually... They cook it. You go around. It's street food. And
that's hair.
Feathers.
Feathers.
And it is... That generally you go around the Philippines, street food. They have them kept in sand in buckets so that they stay warm. And it's a fertilized duck egg with a partially developed duck embryo.
Oh man.
So you do have the feathers. You do have a little crunch factor from...
Oh,
that's a sin, isn't it?
No. It is...
This is a delicacy.
It's a delicacy. It's if you were younger and you wanted to have kids, this would be very good to eat.
Oh, it helps you get fertile?
It does. It does.
I'm feeling a little excitement coming on.
So the liquid is obviously the amniotic fluid.
Okay.
And it has the duckling embryo.
You can put it away now, Tom.
I can put it away. All right. That was interesting. Okay. So now we've taken the Torture Tom segment to a new level.
Yep.
We are eating...
Duck embryo
with hair on it.
So you'd rather go back to the ranch soda, right?
Yes.
I don't know. That is a real strange taste. I'll say that.
Now, what does it describe it? What does it taste like?
Something you really don't want to eat. I mean, you know, kind of like an egg, but then it goes to another level. I mean, it's like an egg, but it's got that. I think, and maybe it's psychological, because I'm looking at the insides of this bird right now inside of here.
It is.
And I'm eating it.
Did you chew it or just swallow it?
Oh, I chewed it. I mean, you know, you got hair.
Now you
got
to go brush your teeth.
No kidding.
Well, then doesn't Sandy usually get a taste as well?
No, this is tortured Tom.
For about a year, I'm going to have to brush my teeth. Well, you did take tortured Tom, and we had a very interesting segment there of me freaking out.
It's
yes.
good fun.
So we went to commercial break real fast, all right? That is interesting.
So talk a little bit about Scratch and where Scratch is, because you know I'm a loyal follower.
We're everywhere. Today we're at the Farmer's Market in Ventura, parked right across the street at Rocket Fizz, doing breakfast burritos and all that until noon. And then right at noon, we're leaving really quick, and about by 12:10, we're going to be up and running on Front Street. There's a big Maker's Market get together there. And it's a bunch of small producers that are there selling. And it's a fun little thing.
Oh, by the wharf?
It's right across the street from the wharf.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were there yesterday. It's today and then tomorrow. It's a local clothing store, Stewart & Brown. Mm-hmm. And they're having big sale. And they invited some of us small producers to take part.
So if somebody wants to follow you and find you, they go to?
ScratchVentura.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Scratch Ventura, all that.
Okay. One last question. We only got no, we don't even have enough time. Okay. Okay. I'm all shook up right now.
All right.
This is weird.
We're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.